This is episode 340, recorded April 23rd, 2016. Packard pokes at Shiva versus Xenu bullshit contest. I want to thank Tovo Ren from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Purple rain.
Yes, we had a little purple rain the other day. The Prince of Thieves? No, the Prince of Music?
The Prince of Guitar.
The Prince
basically.
Of Guitar, yeah. Prince had passed away. I had the alert like moments afterwards, and I was trying to find out if it was true or not, and then one site was I went to says, oh no, this is not a real thing, Prince is still alive and well, this is a hoax. It's like, then a couple hours later it's like, nope, been confirmed, he's gone.
The complaints are far and wide about the many ways that death is missing its real marks. Everybody would love to see a few other people go.
Yes.
Oh, well. 2016 has been rough on artists.
Yes, it has. 2016 has been really rough on artists, but we're not going to talk about all that tonight. We have so many other things that are so much more important. Not to say Prince is not important, but hey, you know, it's not like he's going to show up at the show. So. I didn't realize he was, like, living in Minnesota. That's crazy. He's just, like, one state over from me. I could have driven over and said hello.
Wait a minute. Shh. Plausible deniability. Well, you weren't anywhere near him.
I wasn't anywhere near him, no. They already said that they didn't find anything on there, so no foul play is suspected, rather. Shh. And they don't think it was suicide. So
you're in the clear.
In the clear. So as far as I can tell, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I didn't. I found it out on the internet, like most everybody else did. So,
gullible you are, sold you have been. Garbage it is, garbage.
What's that?
That was the great Yoda. Well, Yoda was well known for talking backwards. And to talk, you need something that to form words properly, this thing called a tongue. Some people enjoy it. Some people don't. Some people just want to cut the tongues out of everybody else if they say something wrong. But in this instance, a girl decided to cut her own tongue out. And I'm not even joking. She apparently cut off her tongue to offer it to Lord Shiva. Now, we get accused of here on the show and being atheists that we don't talk about other religions. It's like, oh, you all you talk about is Christians. Why don't you talk about anything else? Well, guess what, assholes? We're talking about something else tonight. 11-year-old girl cut off her tongue and offered to the Lord Shiva in Ringhar District in Cheshire Tara. I can't pronounce that. The incident took place yesterday afternoon, or several days now, at the ancient Shiva Temple in Saratara Village, located about 3 kilometers away from the Ringhar District headquarters. The daughter of a farmer, okay, I imagine there are all, a lot of farmers out there. She chopped her own tongue off with a knife in front of the Shiva Linga, which following, right after that, she fell unconscious. Can you imagine that? All that pain to cut off your tongue and you're going to fall unconscious because, you know, pain has a tendency to overload the synapses and cause things to black out. He added on that she was offering prayers even after she regained consciousness. So she wakes up after being passed out from, you know, her tongue bleeding in her mouth and the pain, and she starts praying again. That's a special kind of crazy. By the time the police, district officials reached her, the villagers prevented them from taking the child to the hospital, citing that she would soon recover without any medical aid. With all the blessings of God, the girl is still at the temple, according to this article. And as a precautionary measure, a doctor has been deputized to ensure medical aid to her. Apparently, this is not the first time. They've had this happen several other times, and they've said that other girls have done this, they recovered fully with no medical treatment at all. Bullshit. I bet you those girls are walking around with no tongues in their mouths either. This is just fucking crazy. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, why they didn't bleed to death is the real mystery. I think that's the problem. You either choke on the blood, drown in the blood,
yep,
bleed out. Yeah, three other girls have done this in this one district. And I was trying to look it up. I'm like, why are they cutting off their tongues? And there's at least five other cases where people chopped something off. Four of those were tongues, and one was two fingers. And some of
fingers.
A teenager sliced off fingers to Kali and Shiva and Durga, a bunch of different, again, Hindu gods. And I don't understand this myself. I was trying to figure out why are they doing this?
Torvi in the chat room, he says that Shiva Lingam are a sacred stone of the India Hindu region that will intensify the validity and the level of pranic energy within your body.
Oh, it's that phallic stone, isn't
yeah.
it? I was reading about that. It's and all of these sacrifices that these people are doing, it's part of rituals and part of a lot of these. Actually, this last one was part of a, it looks like it was might have been for a festival that they have called Navaratri, which is the nine nights, which is about the goddess Durga.
Well, I'm glad you can say that. I couldn't roll my tongue hard enough to do that.
My tongue would
if I tried to roll my R's like that, my tongue would literally snap off and fall out of my mouth.
Well, these guys won't get to roll their tongues anymore.
No,
and
they won't.
The only way I can figure this out is that usually in religious thought and in sacrificial thought, you're cutting off something that could cause you to sin or cause you.
What could your tongue do to cause you to sin? And you know, and I've never really been a big fan of this whole sin notion. You know,
well, I'm not even sure that Hindus think of it as sin, except that they are moving. Usually, I think it's reincarnation, and they're moving towards illumination and light and enlightenment.
So,
on the flip side of this, there's a bunch of groups within the Hindu religion in India that are saying, if you want to insult the gods, we're going to cut out your tongues.
Oh, I've heard stuff like that before.
Yeah, and I found a bunch of articles about that. I'm really sad that people think that this is something that's going to please their god. It's going to help them be better. And
well, mutilating yourself is just par for the course of believing in a religion. I mean, there's a
circumcision.
That's the Abrahamic religion. Cutting off the clitoris of women is another one. And and then of course the plucking the whole eye out if it causes you to sin, or cut off your own hand, or cut off the hand of somebody else, you know, for helping you in a fight, you know.
Beheading people for non-belief.
Yeah.
That's more of a sacrifice. But yeah, or cutting off hands.
That's the ultimate one. Cutting off the head there. Self-flagellation.
Yeah.
Torvian pointed out too. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
He said the Sarkara stones in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom were based off of these stones. Really, I did not know that. That's
all the ones they put in the eyes of the thing. Because I was thinking more along the lines of the Golden Child that. big stone that he spun, but that's Buddhism.
Yeah,
Sankara stones. So sad that these and there's a bunch of very rural kind of tribes too in India that they are very, very superstitious, according to interview I saw in some of these articles.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and they do these things. Yeah. Again, because they're super superstitious.
Yes, it is. It's just very odd.
Well, and it's tragic. I wish people would think more.
Yeah, I wish people would think more too, and set aside these very weird customs. Teach me how to be sensible, logical, or responsible, practical. We have our logic game tonight, and I'm going to ask Connie about a logical fallacy, and let's see if she can figure out what it is. And tonight's logical fallacy, here's the situation. Sure, the conditions in this prison are cruel and dehumanizing, but these inmates are criminals. Is this A, appeal to ridicule, B, lie, C, design fallacy, or D, two wrongs make a right?
D, two wrongs make a right.
Okay, let's, Dawkins Dog says D. Torvian, what do you think?
There was another one I was thinking it might be. I was flipping a coin.
the old coin flip, huh? And Torvian says D. Okay, let's find out if you're correct. They are correct. It is D.
Yay!
Now, the explanation is basically that assuming that if one wrong is committed, that another wrong will cancel it out. It doesn't work that way. It's like when Jared had, you remember Jared, the sandwich guy?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Goblin King.
Oh, no, not that one. Well, he was trying to do Goblin, but not that kind of Goblin. But
buzzer.
But it like everybody's been saying, well, he's going to get a foot long in prison. Well, that doesn't make it what he did any better. You know, that's the other wrong that's been going on. I'm not saying I'm want to protect that some bitch, but that's the same logical fallacy.
Right.
So, yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Contact us by email at ppapodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. And we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
What if we pick the wrong religion? Every week we're just making God madder and madder.
Testify!
You know, we cover a lot of different religions on this show, and one of the ones that most people are really afraid to talk about because they're afraid they're going to get sued, we're not going to worry about that because they need to find us first. And I'm talking about the stupid cultish religion of Scientology. Two former Scientologists have mounted a campaign to reach their kids who they say are brainwashed. And Scientology is a very fucked up religion. They believe that spaceships carrying the souls of people that they didn't like were dropped into a volcano by these spaceships that looked like DC-10s. This is a religion that was started by a science fiction writer called Ron L. Hubbard. And he's no longer alive, but they still practice this damn thing. And people, I have to pay in to be part of this religion. That should be clue number one, that you have to pay in. And if you go to work for these fuckers, you have to sign a contract with them for a billion years. I'm not even kidding. A billion year contract. No one lives that long. So they
they think they do.
Yeah, they think they do, but they don't. What they want to do is they want to try to indenture your family, your family's family, everyone down the line from that point into this contract. Because, like, hey, your great, 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 great grandfather, almost a billion years ago, signed this contract, so you're still responsible for monies owed to us. Trying to get out of the Scientology is very difficult. These billboards that they've been putting up have been all over Los Angeles. They've dotted within a dozen of faces representing the Scientologists that have separated from their families. It reads, "To my loved one in Scientology, call me." Because most religions that are cultish like this, they have a tendency to want to cut these people off from their families. That's another good sign that what you're involved in is a cult. Now, the purpose, of course, of these people doing this is just try to get in touch with their adult children. Now, technically, these people are adults now. They can make their own decisions. But when you're a parent, your kids, no matter how old they are, they're always going to be your kids. These former Scientologists, Phil and Willie Jones, say that they've lost their two adult children, Mike and Emily Jones, to the practice known as disconnection, which believers describe as a last resort, ending communication with all the people who are antagonistic to the Scientology to protect themselves from being torn from the religion. Can you say cult? Connie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I had to read a whole bunch about this. I wasn't able to see it, but there is a documentary that was made called Going Clear, which you can't watch it for free anywhere. You have to rent it. But I was able to find an interview with the man who wrote the book Going Clear and basically the basis of that documentary, Lawrence Wright, on YouTube. And it was really fascinating because, I don't know, the level of disconnect that these people have, it's crazy. And part of the reason Scientology is deemed a religion is that sometime during the 90s, the 80s, 90s, the people in charge of Scientology realized that they wanted that kind of protection, that it would, and the tax-free, actually basically the tax-free status,
yeah,
that would come with being a labeled a religion. It's really frightening. There's such a level of abuse that goes with all of these. I don't know. The more secretive groups like this are, the worse the abuse is. There's child labor.
Oh, yeah.
That's that we're talking about. There's physical and mental abuse of not just children, but adults, and separation. They set, you know, separating themselves from family members and from society.
They started out because they couldn't find any place on land that would take them, or that would, they were allowed to set up to be able to do what they wanted to. So they actually bought with the combined funds to get, this give you a perspective of how much money they brought in. They bought a fucking sea boat. I mean, like a oil tanker type size boat. It may not have been quite that big, but it's a sea going boat. It's not like the, you know, like a little cruise ship boat or something like that. They went out from port to port to preach their message and gather new members. Now, as I remember going in the movie Going Clear, which Dawkins had just mentioned there,
yeah,
when they would go out to sea, they would do such cruel things because they're out in international waters, anything goes. So if they didn't like you for whatever reason, as I remember, I could be wrong on this, that they, several people were literally tossed overboard. I don't remember if they just circled back to pick them back up or they just let them die. So it's just horrible that these things are happening. And then they would work these people to almost to death, and which was even worse. They pay like less than 10 cents an hour. I mean, that is literally a slave wage.
Yeah. Like I said, they think that they're eternal.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, we're talking about you have million-year contracts. Well, that's nothing right. if you're eternal. It's not necessarily something that they think is going to be passed down to their children's children or children or anything like that. But, I don't know. I didn't think that anything could be crazier than Mormonism. This is.
Yeah, it really is.
And they're powerful. They've got buku bucks, but they've put their money where they stocked their money is in lawyers.
Oh yeah,
and
that's how they got their tax free status.
Sue
they
your
got
ass oh yeah, into that's the how, ground.
Yeah, they will. They've that's how they got their tax free status. They got people who were they got people in their cult to go and work at the IRS, and then they found every little tax loophole, and then they would look around inside files for their superiors or whatever to get dirt on whoever so
yeah,
they could
dirt on the IRS itself as I understood it
so they could not sue them but you mean just like hold the IRS hostage
we've got dirt on you
so they could make sure that they got their tax-free status. If it wasn't for that then shit they probably would have been taken right out of the game a long time ago.
I feel so sorry for a lot of these parents. And granted, maybe some of them were really crappy parents. Maybe they would have, be estranged from their children at some point anyway. What this cult does is criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I apologize. Connie's audio is cutting out a little bit there. But yeah, no, I agree that the shit that they're doing is really criminal.
Well, let's put it this way. Maybe all churches should not have tax exempt status, and maybe that would solve a whole hell of a lot.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I think that they should remove all the tax free statuses from all the churches. Tax the fucking churches.
Of course, then they'd become LLCs and shit like that.
But then then they could file for their proper tax statuses. Then when they talk about the government, then we won't be able to say anything. But right now they're talking about it, we're complaining, but they won't do anything about it. So either way, I want them to stop, basically. I just want them to stop being such pricks. And yes, yeah. I'm calling you Scientologists pricks. Sue me. Fucking sue me. Find me. You can't. You won't.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
And tonight we have our True or Troll segment, and tonight Connie is going to again pepper me with headlines to see if I am got my nose news properly adjusted. I'm going to tweak it a little bit here. Yeah, okay, we're all good. So, all right, Connie, can you give me the first headline?
All right. Republican Senator Thad Cochran. As a kid, I did all kinds of indecent things with animals.
Oh, damn. Shit. I want to say that is a true?
Yes.
Yay, I got one.
Alabama Republican bill to ban electricity for food stamp users. They need jobs, not free public benefits. Oh, true or troll?
That sounds like a true thing.
No, troll.
Oh, shit. Let's not give him any ideas, though.
I know. I think. All right. Excuse me. Cruz, the federal government doesn't have the right to engage in violence against other American militias. True or troll?
That sounds like a troll.
Yes, it's a troll.
Yay, I got 2 out of 3. So far. All right.
Sources confirm that Donald Trump, like Adolf Hitler, suffers from micropenis syndrome. True or troll?
Oh, that's a troll.
Yeah, we all know it's micro hands, right?
Yeah. Micro brain, really.
All right. Protest in Chicago after a cop fatally shoots 16-year-old, then cops high-five each other. True or troll?
True.
Troll.
Oh. that. It sounds like something I've heard of some stories that sounded similar to that.
Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Teacher defends her sexual relationship with a student, argues that his grades improved. True or troll?
True.
Troll.
Ugh. There have been so many of those things, though.
You're thinking with the wrong head on that one, I
apparently.
Think.
Down, boy. Down. Okay.
All right. Mattel releases new transgender Barbie to inspire girls to imagine holding leadership positions. True or troll?
Oh, no. Now that sounds like a troll.
Yeah, that's correct. Minions movie linked to rising rates of pediatric hypercalamemia.
What the hell is hypercalamemia?
Calmia. Hypercalamemia.
Hypercalamemia. La 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 la. That sounds like a troll.
Yes, it is. And it's an overdose of bananas.
Oh,
banana.
Banana.
That was from my grandson, Keanu. All right. Alabama reps bill to ban voting rights from citizens who won't participate in the National Day of Prayer. True or troll?
That sounds like a troll.
Yes, it is a troll.
Yay!
Hey. Okay.
Doing well. I'm doing really well. How many are left, Connie?
Let's see. We have three more left.
All right. Let's get them.
North Carolina. Woman kicked out of ladies' bathroom by police after being mistaken for a transgender. True or troll?
Oh, that sounds like a true story.
That's a troll.
Ah! Damn! Got that one wrong.
I know. One of our favorite states.
Ugh.
Ann Coulter, we shouldn't forget that African Americans' homeland is Africa. True or troll?
That sounds like something she would actually say. I'm going to have to go with true on this one.
Yep. She's an awful, awful person.
She is a very horrible human being.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
Okay, last one.
All right.
Washington, D.C. man breaks into Five Guys Burgers and makes himself a cheeseburger. True or troll?
True.
Nope, troll.
Oh!
That sounds like a really good HuffPo,
it
doesn't
does
it?
It does sound like it's on a read on the HuffPo. Yeah,
it's an even spread.
Oh yeah. Well, how did everybody else do at home? I hope you did better than I did, and kept your fingers off the Google machine.
Exactly. except for the Minions hyper.
The Minion one. Yeah, look that one up. That looks actually sound like it's a poisoning by banana. Huh. Okay.
Overdose of banana.
Overdose banana. Okay. Sure. All right.
Okay.
Well. I was going to say something really dirty, but.
I guess to say, do you take it orally or suppository? Because
yeah, well, I wasn't going to quite go that direction, but I was going to go a different direction myself. But
So sorry about that, everybody. I did that.
That's okay. That's okay. All righty. Well, we'll be back next week for our end of the month show. Where we have two guests coming on, or at least they're scheduled to be on, is Nick from the Bible Answers show. And the other one is...
Tom Leeds.
Is it Tom? Yeah, it's Tom. Yeah, it's Tom Leeds.
Friendly Neighborhood Atheist.
Yeah, the Friendly Neighborhood Atheist is going to be on with us that show as well. So,
Let's talk.
Yeah, for our Okay, Let's Talk. What we're going to talk about, don't know yet. I have a few ideas, but... not exactly sure. So, but come and join us on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time. And in the meantime, I have finally think I've got all the bugs worked out for our other show, The Atheist, the Bible, and the Wardrobe. Apparently, I had the timing set wrong. Otherwise, it didn't come out on time this morning. I was fighting with it, trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. And I was like, oh, I'm in the wrong time zone. So...
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, I hate being. It was just so fucked up. I just like, oh, okay, let's just fix this now. I'm like, ding. Okay, that it worked. So
if I'm in Hawaii's time zone, damn it, I better be on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I wish it was like an hour later for some reason. I was like, oh, I forget that, you know, we have this time shift all the time, and I didn't want to. I should have set it for Chicago time instead of the plus 6 or negative 6 or whatever the fuck it was. It kind of screwed everything up, but it's fixed now. And shortly thereafter, the podcast popped right out like it was supposed to. So that's good. That's exactly what I wanted to have happen. So little tweaks here and there. I'm getting it. So I think I finally got it all nailed down. But anyway, if you want to check out that show, it's The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. And that's you can find that at abandnw.wordpress.com. The shows are roughly about half an hour long. The show's a little over a month old now, so give it a listen. You don't have a whole lot to catch up on, so unless you like to power through a whole bunch of them at one time, so that you've got something to listen to. Come and like the Facebook page at facebook.com/abandnw. And if you like that, follow us on Twitter at ABANW Podcast. That's ABANW Podcast. That show is also on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes as well. We'll see you next Friday. This has been Packer Pokes That We Just Poked at Your News.
And that's a wrap.